So let's review. The Gemara continues its discussion about the 10 tables that Shlomo HaMelech added to the Beis HaMikdash next to the golden Shulchan which was made by Moshe Rabbeinu. Tani, Mizrach HaMayrav Hayu Nesu'in Divrei Rabbi, Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon Omer, Tzafin V'Darim Hayu Nesu'in. Rabbi holds that these 10 tables were placed from east to west, and they were all in the northern half of the Heichal, whereas Rabbi Elazar held that they were placed from north to south, which replaced some of the tables in the south and rendered them unfit for use as a Shulchan needs to be in the north. As the Pasuk says, Vashulchan tit natzel etzafen. And so according to Rabbi Elazar, these extra 10 tables were not used for the actual Lechem Hapanim. The Gemara now explains the placement of the various components of the Heichal. Tani, Hashulchan hayunasin michatzi habayis v'lefnim mashtuch min ha-kaisel beiz amas u'mechtze klape ha-tzafen u'menor keneg de bedar. Coming into the Heichal, which was 40 amas long, the Shulchan was in the inner half closer to the Kodshei Kodshim, and situated towards the northern wall of the Heichal. The Menorah was in the same spot close to the southern wall. Mizbech HaZav hayinasin be'emtza. Mizbech HaZav was closer to the middle, so that the Menorah and Shulchan should be opposite each other, to fulfill the pasuk, b'samta es ha-menorah noichach ha-shulchan. The Gemara continues that in the same way that Shlomo HaMelech made 10 Shulchanos, he also made 10 Menorahs, as the pasuk states, v'ya'as es Menorahs HaZav eser k'mishpatay, some say that these menorahs were not used to fulfill the actual mitzvah of lighting the menorah, whereas Rabbi Yisrael ben Yehuda said that these extra menorahs of Shlomo HaMelech were actually used to fulfill the mitzvah of lighting the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash. Zok the Mishnah, Shloisha Asa Shofaros Hayu B'Mikdash. There were 13 kupot in the shape of shofaros in the Beis HaMikdash. They were as labeled as follows: Taklin Chadatin, for the regular machzah shekel donations from this year; Taklin Atikin, for those who did not donate last year's machzah shekel, they bring their donations to this kupa. Kinan, for all the birds, according to Rabbi Yehuda, only oilas nedava, according to the Chacham, even chayuvim and even chatois. For gezali oila, for smaller birds, which will be used for oilas nedava. Eitzim, for donations of wood. Levaina, for donations of levaina. Zav lekfiris, for gold donations. Shisha lenedava, 6 kupait for voluntary donations. The Gemara continues, Ha'emer harei eitzim lo yifches mishnei gizaron. If someone pledged wood to the Beis HaMikdash without specifying an amount, the minimum donation is 2 pieces of wood, whereas the minimum pledge for levaina is a fistful, and the minimum pledge for gold is 1 dinar. Yehuda maintains that there was no shofar for kinyan, as he is concerned that the donor might chas v'shalom die, and her funds, which are now considered a chatas ha-mesa, would be mixed in with all the other funds, rendering everything possible. The Chacham, however, did not agree, as they maintain that one can separate out the amount of her funds, if this would happen, and be machal her funds into these specific coins. Yehuda disagrees with this, as he is of the opinion that we do not hold of Bereira, and thus one cannot separate out the money in this fashion if one bringing her kohen were to pass away before her korban was brought. The Gemara returns to the topic of wood donations and quotes Rabbi Yosi, who holds that if a person said Hareolai eight rather than Eitzim, and he even may bring 1 piece of wood, as each piece of wood is considered a separate donation. The Gemara further explains that the size of each piece of wood is 1 amah long, as the maracha, which is the actual area on top of the mizbeach, which housed the wood and the fire, is 1 square amah. The Gemara brings a brisa to support this, which mentions that all the parts of the mizbeach nechayshes are 1 amah. Tani, amah hayisayid, amah seviv, amah karkiv, amah kronis, v'amah maracha. The measurements of the Yisoy, the Soiviv, the Karka, the Kronos, and the Maracha were all 1 Amah. The Gemara continues, Levoinu lo yifches mikaymetz. The minimum donation for the Levoinu, which is a spice that was offered together with most Karbonis Mincha, is a kaymetz, which is a fistful. The Gemara learns this from Gzeirah Shavah, Nemar Kan Askara. The word Askara is mentioned by the Levoinu brought with the Lechem upon him, and Nemar Lahal Naskara. By Mechaz Chayti, the word Askara is also used. Just like by Minchas Chayte, the share of the portion that is sacrificed on the Mizbech is a kaimetz, a fistful, so too by the Levoina of Lechem upon him is the share also a kaimetz. Yosef further comments that if we are learning out the laws of kaimetz from Minchas Chayte, the size of the fist to calculate this share should be the size of the largest fist of any kind serving, as is the case by Minchas Chayte. However, Rabbi Lai holds that the fist size is calculated based on the owner, and one need not use the fist size of the largest kind. On the topic of gold donations, the Mishnah had said that a minimum donation is one dinar. The Gemara here clarifies that this is only if the person pledged a gold coin. However, if they pledge gold stam, they may bring an even smaller amount, enough to make a tinayra, a small utensil used to straighten the wicks of the menorah, which was the smallest golden utensil used in the performance of the avodah. The Mishnah had mentioned that there were six treifaris for nedava, voluntary karbanas. The Gemara brings several opinions as to why there were specifically six boxes. Rav Chizkiya Amar Keneged Shisha Batei Avos. These correspond to the six Batei Av that served each week in the Beis HaMikdash. Bar Padia Amar Keneged Sheish Behemers Par V'Egel V'Sar Ayel Gedi V'Tla. Corresponding to the six types of animals that may be brought for karbanas: a cow, a calf, a wild goat, a ram, a goat, and a sheep. Shmuel Amar Keneged Shisha Karbanis, Kine Zavim, Bekine Zavis, Kine Yaldis, Chatois Vashamis, Hamanachis Vasir Saifa. Shmuel maintains that the six correspond to the six types of Karbanis, for which is the surplus of each is used for Eilas Nadava. Even though in the end the usages of each of these six goes to Eilas Nadava, as each comes from a different original source, according to that, Shmuel says they still must be placed in separate kupot. Amar Bichnan. If Yechon holds that there were six boxes simply because there was much money for Karbanas Nadava that was donated on a regular basis, and many boxes were therefore needed to collect all of these donations. Hanulach, Perk Yud Gimel Sheifaris.